At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast, bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
All right, let's talk World Series real quick because the games are about to start. You know, Yankees-Dodgers, obviously the series odds have been really close. I would say, just in terms of my overall thoughts on the series, is that this does seem to be favoring the Dodgers by a better margin than what the odds are saying. You know, the odds are making it seem as though this is more of a 50-50 coin flip. I think it's probably closer to 60-65% in favor of the Dodgers. My reason being on all this is the fact that if you look at the scale of the competition Dodgers face, the Mets were the best team that had been playing the best baseball heading into that NLCS. The Dodgers beat a Padres team that's better than both Kansas City and Cleveland. It's just that the format of where Cleveland and Kansas City play usually give the Yankees trouble. And part of that is the fact that the Yankees are not a good defensive team. Part of the issue I saw with the Yankees is that, you know, whether they're facing the Padres, the Mets, or the Dodgers, is the fact that the team speed on those areas are just as good as what you would have gotten with Kansas City or Cleveland, but the hitting is much better. So the power hitting, I think, is going to play a role in that. I think the bottom of the order is a problem because the Yankees do not have production coming out of the bottom of the order. So whether it's Wells or Verdugo or Volpe, I mean, at least Volpe's had somewhat better at-bats, but Volpe's still been kind of a mess. Like, I just haven't seen enough out of the Yankees themselves to feel uber confident outside of, you know, just hope that Soto, Judge, and Stanton can just carry the offense. Because realistically, when you have to rely on just the top half of the order and you can't get any production out of the bottom half, it's just not a great recipe for success because, you know, you can mix and match bullpens and start attacking teams after the fact. So, to me, this kind of comes down to, again, the fact that I think when you look at the Dodgers, you saw how Tommy Edman just ravaged the Mets' pitching staff. I think he can do very similar things against the Yankees. I also think there's a scenario where Max Muncy goes off in this World Series. And even though he's hobbled, Freddie Freeman has potential to go off in this series because it's a short portion right field. The Yankees need to get both games at home, in my opinion. I think a split would be less than ideal for the Yankees. And they have to get both games. It's like it's a 2-3-2 format, but what I'm saying is, you know, the Yankees need to get the first two games at home. So like games 3 and 4, like the Yankees need those. Yes, ideally you would want to like try to get all three home games, but chances are you're going to drop one of them. But the reason why I say the Yankees need to try to get games 3 and 4 is that Cole's going game 1. you know, ideally, we want Cole to take game one. If Cole doesn't take game one, then we absolutely have to get at least two games at home, minimum, because Cole is only going to be able to pitch one more time in a series. That'd be game five. So, you know, again, could Cole get rushed out for game four? Yeah, but, like, our entire organization is gutless weasels when it comes to that. So they're not going to push Cole to pitch on 3 days rest. So when we're looking at this scenario, we got tonight, we got tomorrow night, you get the rest day, and then you get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That's the World Series right there. It's like it's a very condensed scenario. The Yankees have to figure out a way of getting this first game with Cole. If they don't get this first game with Cole, this series becomes very, very dicey because, in my opinion, you know, you are almost backed into having to sweep your home series otherwise because, again, does anyone really trust Rodon for game two? I hope you are trusting Carlos Rodon for game two because Rodon has faced some of the weakest hitting staffs imaginable for this playoff run, and now he's going up against the Dodgers. He's ramping up in difficulty that he is not going to hang with, and he did not do that great against the Dodgers historically anyway in his career, so I'm not counting my blessings with Rodon. So, to me, the keys for this series with the Yankees is you got to try to take game one. Everyone's going to be comparing Judge and Otani, but realistically, it's the rest of the Dodgers lineup versus the rest of the Yankees lineup, and it's a prohibitive mismatch in favor of the Dodgers. It's not even close. Just because, you know, unless Rizzo shows a pulse, I don't see anyone on the Yankees actually being able to step up and hit in that bottom half of the order. Like, it's a big problem. I don't know what else the Yankees could do at this stage because it's been a problem the entire year where no one could hit. They got away with it in the first two series just because of timely hits from the top of the order and Stanton just being on an absolute tear. But again, how much is it going to be the Dodgers just trying to go after Stanton? I think they're going to pitch around him. And we know Stanton can't run. So what's to say that the Dodgers don't employ a strategy of just intentionally walking Stanton and just being done with it? Because to me, that's the way I would go about it. You know, I'm not trying to advocate against my own team, but it's like that's the most logical approach to attacking the Yankees right now. While Judge is still trying to figure things out because he still hasn't quite looked quite right for the World Series the playoff run thus far. You know, the only real swing he had was when they intentionally walked Soto to get to him. You know. Again, I would still pitch to Judge in the interim while he's in his funk, you know, intentionally walk Soto, intentionally walk Stanton, and call it a day because the rest of the Yankees lineup is not actually hitting. So to me, that's the way of going about it. Like, yeah, they could just pitch around Soto, I guess. But, you know, with all these teams, like, counting pitches like bean counters, like, why even bother? It's like the intentional walk is there. You probably, again, dare Judge to beat you, and then you get you make sure that Stanton does not continue his home run stretch and slugging stretch at the moment this postseason by like just putting him on base and just, you know, letting his speed liability be a detriment to the Yankees. So to me, I think this there's more scenarios for the Dodgers to manage the Yankees lineup than it is for the Yankees lineup to manage the Dodgers lineup. I worry about the Yankees bullpen quite a bit. I already told you guys, the Yankees defensively aren't very good either, so the Dodgers' speed will be an issue when they're going first to third, like in stretching and forcing the Yankees to make plays. You know, there are aspects that this can get very awkward for the Yankees. So we'll see how it goes, but yeah, my pick would be Dodgers in six, maybe seven, but I will say Dodgers in six. Hopefully the Yankees prove me wrong and figure it out, but that's where I would lean in terms of matchup assignments for this World Series. So, you know, it is what it is.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I just say the Dodgers are far more well-rounded team, even though the payrolls are astronomical. Just the Yankees just have not gotten the production that they've needed throughout the rest of the lineup. It's like it's been individual excellence more than a collective group effort at what we've seen out of the Dodgers when they had a rally against the Padres. So to me, it's Dodgers. We'll see if the Yankees surprise me. But, you know, and I haven't gotten to the whole managerial thing. It's like, you also, if you're the Yankees, you almost need Dave Roberts to screw up. Because you know Boone's going to screw up at certain points of this series. There's no question about it. But you need Dave Roberts to also be mediocre to counteract what nonsense we're going to get from Boone from time to time in this series. So, again, the cards don't play out in the Yankees' favor. Obviously, I'm hoping for good things for the Yankees, but I expect bad things to happen because, frankly, that's what teams with severe deficiencies should run into in this regard. So, like I said, I would be betting on the Dodgers side of the equation here. I'm not going to, obviously, as a Yankees fan, so I will not be betting against my own team in the World Series, but realistically, the play should be the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers in six makes the most sense. In terms of series score, but we'll see how it goes. But yeah, those were my thoughts ahead of the World Series. But I will say, like, the X factor in this, I look at it, Tommy Edman, because that is the kind of player that can give this Yankee pitching staff fits, just in terms of his ability to get on base and his speed. And then, you know, again, I one would think that they would know better than to pitch to some of their the power bats of the Dodgers lineup on the left-handed side, but who knows? It's like I have no confidence in the Yankees coaching staff, but you know, it is what it is. So anyway, we're going to get on out of here. The game's about to start soon, so you know, we'll see how the series goes, but we'll know before more than likely, we'll know before November, unless this goes like to seven games. But yeah, looking forward to the World Series, hopefully we get surprised here by the Yankees. But yeah, I think it's more Dodger favored than people realize on the odds. But until next time, folks, have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.
Trump-endorsed MAGA extremist Bernie Moreno says he wants to move Ohio forward. He wants to make America great again. For whom? For people of color? For black people? Nah. Moreno is just looking out for himself and his white supremacist MAGA buddies. He doesn't believe in multicultural America and equality for all. His own company has a long history of being sued for discrimination. He even called for reparations for white people and is firmly against inclusion and diversity programs. If elected, Moreno will rubber stamp Trump's radical 2025 and roll back policies that'll directly harm black families, our finances, jobs, social security, and health care. And he'll turn back the clock on our civil rights. Moreno thinks white supremacy will make America great again. Real talk, Moreno was not for us and will never look out for us. We must re-elect Sherrod Brown, who's a champion for our community and all Ohioans. Vote to secure your rights and your future. Vote for Sherrod Brown, November 5th.
Paid for by WinSenate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.